Kim Fox never formally recused herself from Jussie Smollett case. By Joshua Kaplan on March 27, 2019. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox never formally recused herself from the Jussie Smollett case, contrary to the Chicago prosecutor's public announcement that she had done so, a spokesperson for the prosecutor confirms. In a statement Wednesday, Cook County State's Attorney Spox Keir Ellis said Fox did not formally recuse herself for the state's attorney office based on any actual conflict of interest. As a result, she did not have to seek the appointment of a special prosecutor. According to Ellis, Fox's announcement that she had recused herself was a colloquial use of the term rather than in its legal sense. Instead, in an abundance of caution, Fox informally separated herself from the decision-making over the case and left it to her assistants. As happens in 99.9% of all cases handled by the office, the spokesperson added. Prosecutors abruptly dropped all charges against Jussie Smollett on Tuesday after the Empire actor accused of faking a racist, anti-gay attack on himself agreed to let the city keep his $10,000 in bail. However, he maintained his innocence and insisted he was attacked. Records show Cook County's top prosecutor asked Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson to let the FBI investigate the alleged attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett before the actor was charged with lying to authorities. Email and text messages given to the Chicago Sun-Times by Fox show she made the effort after former First Lady Michelle Obama's chief of staff Tina Chin contacted Fox to set up a telephone conversation with a Smollett relative. According to the USA Today, Fox told the former Michelle Obama aide that she convinced Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson to request the FBI take over the investigation. In a text message to a Smollett family member, Fox confirmed that she had made the request. Spoke to the superintendent earlier, he made the ask, wrote Fox. Trying to figure out logistics. I'll keep you posted. The ensuing conversations were cited by Fox in recusing herself from Smollett's prosecution. Fox told the Sun-Times the relative expressed concerns over leaked information that media outlets attributed to police sources. Chicago police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi says the FBI was involved from the start but there was never talk of turning the case over. As Breitbart News reported Tuesday, progressive billionaire megadonor George Soros donated $408,000 in 2016 to a super PAC which supported Fox. The men were brothers Abimbola Abel and Ale Benjoola Asunero, and one of them had worked on Empire. An attorney for them, Gloria Schmidt, has said the brothers agreed to help Smollett because of their friendship with him in the sense that he was helping their careers. The Associated Press contributed to this report.